Vermont Conservation Voters is an organization that works to elect environmentally minded individuals and advocates for environmental policy. It works each year with a coalition of 10 groups to create a common agenda of environmental priorities to present to lawmakers each session. The 2017 agenda, which focuses on toxic chemicals and renewable energy policy, was released this week at the State House. Vermont Conservation Voters political director Lauren Hurl says as the agenda is crafted, pressing issues become clear.
What we try to do with a common agenda is really shine a spotlight on just two or three big issues of the year to make clear to the legislature that these are the things that we absolutely are all prioritizing and want to see action on this year. And then there's other issues that each group will work on in addition.
From the list, it looks like toxic water and chemicals have risen to the top. How much attention is needed on those?
Quite a bit. So in response to the PFOA contamination discovered in Bennington and, you know, also in Hoosick Falls and a bunch of other places in the region, it really kind of shined a spotlight on the gaps in how we're dealing with toxic chemicals. They're getting into our water. They're in products that we use. The legislature set up a working group last year to look at what's missing in a regulation. How did this happen in Bennington, where the PFOA contamination happened? You know, what is wrong with our regulations that this kind of contamination can occur, and what could we do better? And so that working group came out with a whole suite of recommendations, which is what we are hoping to move forward with policy action this year.
So what types of legislation are you and the other groups looking for?
We're looking for things related to better information on what kind of chemicals are being used in different manufacturing and different businesses around the state, making that more accessible to people. So you could go online and find out what's being used in your community and are you safe from exposure, which is essentially how the PFOA contamination was discovered, was somebody read about what happened in Hoosick Falls, tested their water, and then they discovered this whole issue that blew it open in Bennington, Vermont. So part of it is just better information, better reporting, better coordination among state agencies. So how can we prevent this from happening? How can we make sure that if we do discover another emerging contaminant like PFOA, that we are ready to address it and make the people whole who have been harmed by it?
One of the other things on the common agenda is climate change and clean energy, which seem to be perennial issues. So what's new for legislators that you want them to take up?
Yeah, climate change just being, you know, the most pressing environmental issue of our time is a perennial issue on our common agenda. This year, there's a lot going on of implementation of recent laws, our renewable energy standard, renewable energy siting bill passed last year. But one thing that we are pressing on is the state, through its comprehensive energy planning process, had established a goal of 90% renewable energy, and that's energy from transportation, from heating, and from electricity. So it's like our entire energy use being 90% renewable by 2050. And we would like to get that into statute with some benchmarks along the way so that we really keep it on track and make sure that we're making progress towards that goal.
Lauren, in the press release where you outline the common agenda, one of the directors of the groups notes a hostile federal administration in Washington, D.C. How critical is it for Vermont lawmakers to buffer any sort of negative actions from Washington?
You know, we view that as critical right now. I mean, even something as simple as the budget of our Agency of Natural Resources is something like 40% federal dollars at this point. So if all of a sudden we're seeing freezes on budgets, cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency funding that comes into the state, a lot of our efforts around clean water, clean air could all suffer, or the state's going to have to somehow make up the difference. So it's a huge unknown at this point, you know, how things are going to play out, but we're just keeping an eye on what's happening and certainly asking our lawmakers to be vigilant and ensuring that whatever happens, we're maintaining a priority on ensuring we're, you know, maintaining clean air, clean water, and so on for Vermonters.
With the agenda that you've put forth and the focus on what you're looking at, You know, what about other environmental issues?
There's a range of other bills that have already been introduced on environmental issues. So I think a number of bills will still be considered and looked at, and a lot of the groups involved in the common agenda will be supporting and advocating for. So I don't think it limits what gets put out there. It just does prioritize in lawmakers' minds that, you know, there's some things we're really going to be holding them accountable to for action on this year, because a lot of ideas take multiple years to get enacted, and this is the stuff that we're really looking for action on now.
Partner groups that will advocate for the common agenda are VPIRG, the Conservation Law Foundation, Vermont Natural Resources Council, Sierra Club Vermont, Toxics Action Center, Audubon Vermont, Lake Champlain Committee, Preservation Trust of Vermont, and Lake Champlain International. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.